Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where the demonic powers of confusion and pride continue to try to work, but nonetheless they are bound in Jesus' name. You know, all the demonic works of the enemy all over the world are ramping up, you know, continuously. And you've got to, part of victory in spiritual warfare is when things are brought to light, when things are actually seen. Because see, the devil is like a fungus. He grows in the darkness. So, you know, it's when things are dark and not seen and not exposed for what they are, that's when, you know, that's part of the strength of that system. But when things are exposed, and I'm not talking about disinformation either, I'm talking about the actual truth, when the actual realities revealed for what they are, and particularly too, not just the things in the natural, but the things in the realm of the spirit. When things are revealed in the realm of spirit for what they really are, and the spiritual forces behind things, that then makes a huge difference. I think that's like 80% of it, because once those are revealed, then they can be dealt with. Because now you know the nature of that attack. Now you know the nature of that demonic presence that's trying to work in a particular situation, whether it be in your family, in your friends, in your city, in your nation, whatever it may be. Once you know the spirit that's at work behind the scenes and those things, then you can now come against it. So, you know, it is part of what asking the Lord about these things is important, because part of it is that revelation. See, when those things are revealed, now it's like, oh, okay, that's what it is. Okay, now, Lord God, let's shift into warfare and let's destroy these things. Because you also have spiritual weaponry on your side to wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places, powers, principalities, all that stuff. You have what you need to fight in Ecclesiastes 6 battle. You have what you need to be able to go after and war against the enemies of your faith and the enemies of humanity, the enemies of God's creation. You see, the thing you've got to realize is that the dark side, the evil side, the power of Satan, that it is the enemy of humanity. It is the enemy of God's creation. It is the enemy of everything good, everything right, everything that God created, everything that's part of God's design. You've got to realize that their goal and their agenda is anti-Christ, and that they are not your friends, that they are not your allies, that they are not people that have your best interest at heart. Now, many times what they do is they will entice people in with sugar. You know, you will get better results many times when you bait people. So what they do is they will bait them in. They will offer them something in exchange, and they entice people. But at the end, they're waiting and they bite. They bite like a viper. You know, it's so you got to realize that there's a game that's on for your soul. And the thing that happens too is that many times what they'll do is they'll try to get people to disdain what is true, to disdain what is right, to disdain what God has put in place, calling it, oh my gosh, they've got, I mean, you got to also keep in mind, they've got huge resources put towards trying to get people to think differently about what God has put in place. But trying to get people to think that God's stuff is old-fashioned. Oh, that's old-fashioned or stiff or rigid or, a word they use is religious. Or you just go down the list of the different ways they will try to get you to think about the things of God. Whereas you know, when they're like, oh, but this thing, the way that the world does it now, that's liberated. That's the new thing. Now we've, you know, and really, it's not. It's not at all. It's the same old garbage just reheated all over again. It's that Russian peasant look, you know, from the 1980s has been brought back and stuck on the runway all over again. You know, so, you know, they bring out that same old garbage over again, and it's the old occultic dead religion brought up once more. And, you know, that thing that's brought up and tried to be shoved down your throat, they try to repackage it. And when they try to repackage it, they do so to try to get you to go away from the things of God. Because why? The things of God will give life, will give breath, will give peace, will give you a positive hope and a positive future. You know that? The things of God will give you a good future. When you live your life according to God's word, God's purpose, you actually have a hope and a future. Whereas if you live your life the way the world tells you to, you will come to a miserable end. Look, if you eat what the world tells you to eat, you are going to be fat. And you are going to be, your health is going to be terrible. Your energy levels are going to be depleted. Because what the world tries to push down your throat, all based on taste and convenience and, you know, quick results, all of that stuff, it just diminishes your natural being. You know, if you have the morality of the world, so if you live your life with the world's morals, you are going to be an emotional basket case. You are going to have your soul fractured into all kinds of crazy little pieces. You're going to be diseased. frankly, I'm just telling you point blank, statistically. If you have all these sexual partners like the world says, oh, that's living it up. Yep. No, you're going to be diseased. And if you do end up actually having a functional relationship at some point in the future, you know, even those things, everything that works is based on God's principles. And the world, because it does things anti-Christ, it does the opposite. So if you do things the way the world tells you to do, it's just going to leave you messed up. And you know what? That's the goal. The goal of the world system is to mess you up, is to make you as much of a contrary looking thing to what God originally designed and intended as possible. Because you have been made in God's image and God's likeness. So therefore, the goal of the world is to make you everything opposite of that possible. So if you've been made in God's image and God's likeness, now I've got to make you look as much like something other than that as possible. Oh, the kickers get when they start trying to splice human DNA. Don't think they haven't done that in science. To try to, you know, mix and match. You know, these aren't new things. These are old things. These are all old strategies, old tactics, old things that the enemy does. So if you live your life, if you eat what the world tells you to eat, if you have a morality the way the world tells you to have morality, if you have priorities the way the world tells you to have priorities, your life is going to be about power and position and your pleasure, and and you're going to be a money-focused person. You know, and all of that is vanity. All of that's emptiness. You know, the test comes when people actually get put into the fire. When they actually get put into a situation where they're in trouble. Then you see all of a sudden what happens. Look, when people that are worlders, when they get in trouble, where do they turn? Especially when their dark arts don't work. When they can't make a phone call to somebody to fix the problem. And usually, by the way, that comes when people get a check on their own mortality. Usually that comes when people get a wake-up call that, yeah, they are actually flesh, and their bodies will actually die, and when they do, that they are not ready to meet their Maker. But you know what, with worlders, it's funny too, is that even when they have those kind of things happen, they oftentimes just go straight back to what they were doing again once that thing's passed. You know, they don't stop and get the lesson. They don't stop and understand that, you know, these are gifts of God, wake-up calls along the way, so that you have the moment and the time to turn and repent. And when you come into eternity, you will have that reflection and understanding that, gosh, those were my windows. Those are my chances. I saw it there. At that point in time, I saw it. Yeah, I needed to get right, and I just didn't. I just refused to. It just had too much of a grip on me. I just let it. Of my free will, I let it have this huge hold on my life, and I should not have. You know, God wants you to be free. We keep saying that because it's the truth. And freedom comes on His terms. You know, if you live your life according to the Word of God, you will have a better life than anybody in the world. Kid you not. If you live your life truly according to the Word of God, you will have a better life than anybody in the world. Point blank, period. To start with, you will have a fulfilled life. Because those that follow Christ Jesus live very fulfilled lives. Live lives of purpose. Live existences that have reason, have being. That actually matter. That actually have significance. Worlders don't. Worlders live lives of quiet desperation. Worlders live lives of complete insignificance. That's why they've got to keep giving each other awards. You didn't know that. That's why they got to keep giving each other awards. That's why they have all of these award ceremonies, all of these medals, all of these trinkets. They've got to keep doing that to tell each other, yeah, you're important. Yeah, you're somebody. Yeah, you're significant. And you know what? The people that got their awards the year before, or 2 years before, or 3 years before, nobody remembers. Go back 5 years. It's completely forgotten. Even the guy that was supposed to keep track of the records, he even can't remember who won what when. You know, they got to look it up on the computer, because the world has moved on. They always got to keep you chasing. Get that brass ring. Get that, you know, finish line. You're going to make it. You're going to get the gold watch. No. I mean, it's insanity. If you stop and think about it, if you stop and think about the way that the world works, it's absolute insanity what they get people to do. Look, all these awards, all these trophies, all these things to prop each other up. Look, in the eternal scheme of things, they mean absolutely nothing. If you've been blessed to be in a situation and God has blessed you with a talent, sure, maximize that. But you know that you do all things as unto the Lord. You don't do it for the praise and the approval of men. If that happens to come, great. If it doesn't come, sure, no problem. Why? Because you did it unto the Lord. See, that's the key, is do all things as unto the Lord, not for the praise and the approval of men. If you do it like that, you're free. Because then the results are the results. And because you put things before Him, He blesses it. Because He's your Lord. Whereas when you do all things for the praise of man, you're going to be quite disappointed. Because also, the other side of it too, is people are fickle. You've also got to remember this too. That one day you're the flavor of the month. And then the next day, you are the red-headed stepchild that lives out by the woodshed that nobody likes. You know, and you flip-flop. You go back and forth between those. Out of favor, in favor. Out of favor, in favor. What have you done for me lately? To quote the old Janet Jackson song, what have you done for me lately? That's the world. You know, what use are you to me? You know, that's also a funny thing about the worlders too, is that the moment that you are seen of use and value to them, whatever grievance they might have had with you, they forget about it. Because you're of value to them now. And the moment that you cease to be of value to them, now you're an outcast again. So for the worlders, as long as they can see that you're of some sort of value to them, some sort of use for whatever their purposes are, okay, now you're popular. Now everybody likes you. Now you're somebody. You see how it works? It's just access. It's just power. It's just position. It's just who's high enough on that pyramid. You don't realize that the top of the pyramid is Lucifer. The top of the world system pyramid is Lucifer, waiting for people. Whoever wants to climb up. And the higher that you climb, the more that you are part of his system. The more that you rob, steal, kill, and destroy. The more that you understand the horror of the system that you're part of. And the more that you have to lose. All these people gunning for you. All these people wanting to take your spot. You got to kiss up to the people above you, right? Because they all got position. Look, in the kingdom of God, we don't have any of that. None of that. We don't need it. You and I, in the kingdom of God, we are connected to the head, which is Christ Jesus. You and I, in the kingdom of God, he gives us instruction. He speaks to you directly. He speaks to me directly. He quickens us directly. Shows us the way. Shows you the way directly. It's not somebody else. It's you. Now, listen. If God gives a word to somebody else on your behalf, it will confirm what he's already speaking to your own heart. So that's what he does. That's been my experience, is that when there's been things that have been going on, and if God wants to use somebody else in this process to encourage me or just to give me a little bit more of a boost, an assurance, because you know, but still it helps. It helps, because then you just realize, yeah, he's completely aware and understands the situation that you're in, and that he's, you know, working behind the scenes to continue to move forward. Gives you an increased confidence. I mean, you knew before, but he will do that on your behalf just so that you have an assurance, so that you can go forward, all in. But he does that for you. He does that for me. But people don't lord over you. People don't control you. You are under his lordship, and that means that you go where he sends you. You do what he has for you to do. It's a beautiful thing. Because, you know, even the people that have spiritual authority in the natural realm, people that God has given that, you know what you'll see in them is the way that they are. First of all, they're very humble people. They're very meek. Now, meek is not to be confused with weak. We already talked about this one time, that meekness is power under control. So you've got power, but it's under control. Not to be confused with weakness. God's people are meek, not weak. Weak is when you got no power. Oh, nothing like that. God's people have incredible power. Far more than the world does. Far more than anybody in the world does. As greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. And he that's in the world. You look. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So we have greater power in us for the things that we see and face and the things that we encounter. Right? All right. Okay. So, but God's people, and particularly those that are in authority structures, authority positions, spiritual authority positions, they are meek. That power is under control. But if you have ever been around when God has unleashed that power through them, it shakes nations. It shakes kingdoms. It brings things down. It raises things up. Moves situations that were presently and previously unmovable. God does that through his people. But they are completely under control of the Holy Spirit, And it's just beautiful. They just walk with him. And also, too, along those same lines, too, they don't have, by and large, a vested interest in the outcome. You know, they're not saying stuff to you to further their own political agenda. They're not saying stuff to you to further their own quote-unquote ministries. They're not saying stuff to you or doing stuff with you to get their own agenda to pass. They genuinely care about your personal walk with the living God, and they're trying to give you what it is that will help them, will help you. Their goal is to help you to carry out that plan and purpose that He's put into your heart. So they are catalysts to that. But if they're not, then you've got to ask some questions. You've got to ask questions about the people that would to lord over you, that want to control you, that want to bind up your life. You've got to ask questions. Because a lot of times what happens is people exchange one bondage for another. They exchange one set of rules and regulations for another. So they'll be a full-on worlder, and then they'll exchange that just to go straight into dead religion. You know, now they may be more moral and have a lot more, you know, rules, things that they do and things that they don't do, but they're still not in connection with spirit. They're just doing things for man and for a system, for an organization. And they don't realize that that too is another trap. You know, so the devil will pinball people around inside the world. You know, have you ever seen a pinball machine? That ball just goes ding, 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 just bounces around from one to the next to the next. You know, that's what a lot of people are like. When they're connected to the world, that's what they're like. So they're like, okay, it's not here, so it goes here. So it's not in education, so let's go over to religion. It's not in religion, so let's go into business. Oh, it's not in business, and I've gone to the climb to the top of that ladder, and there's nothing there for me, so I'm going to bounce over here. You know, I'm going to get into black magic. Oh, okay. And now, oh, but that's not working either. You know, and now I'm just all bound up, so I'm going to try this. And they just bounce from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Empty. Empty. And, you know, Lucifer just keeps people going like that. And then somewhere along the way, they die on cue and he harvests their souls. Children of God are free. Children of God have been pulled out of that. We are not partakers. You know, the way that we are in the world but not of the world is that, you know, we stay in connection to the head, which is Christ Jesus. He sends you in, you go. So if he has a place for you to go, if he has something for you to do, you go and you do it. But one thing that you realize with God's kids is that because they're connected to him, they just do what he asks for them to do. So the moment that he says, all right, time to get up, time to go, time to leave, they get up, they go, they leave. Because they're not into it. They're not holding on to something here. Worlders won't do that. No, they'll make every excuse. They'll make every excuse to hold on to that career, to hold on to that promotion, to hold on to that place. They will go and find somebody else that will tell them, no, 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 brother. God really doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to make a better decision for your life. You know, you got to think about your career. You got to think about your position. No, God wants you to just follow him. Reckless abandonment. And that's what he did. That's what he did with the early disciples. All the people that would follow him, he's like, look, you want to... Look, come follow me. You know, many times people wanted Jesus to stay with them. But if you wanted to follow Jesus, if you wanted to be with Jesus, you had to follow him. Yeah, I think there was a very deliberate reason that he did that. My personal feeling on this is that, you know, one reason why is because they had to leave what it was that they were part of, their whole identity, everything, to come follow him. So people kept trying to constrain Jesus. Hey, Jesus, stay here. You be what we're about. You know, we really like having you here. You've healed people. We love the way that you teach. All this stuff is cool. So, Jesus, you stay with us. And, you know, because this is where I've got my home. This is where I've got all my goods. This is where I've got my profession going. This is where I have everything going. And, Jesus, you stay here, and we will come see you on Fridays and Wednesdays and on Sundays. And Jesus says, no. He says, come follow me. And they're like, shoot. Because if you're going to come follow him, that means you're going to have to let go of whatever it is that you thought was important to come follow him. Because that's the only way. And the only thing that you're going to be guaranteed in that process is that you will hear his voice. That he will instruct you. And that's going to be what it is. You just don't have to go with it. Do you love truth that much? Do you love the way that much? Do you love light that much? Do you love him that much? You know? If you don't, you know, then it's going to be tough for you. So you're going to be trying to straddle the fence. And frankly, this broadcast is probably not for you either. Because, you know, that's the way that we talk. That's what we encourage others to do. That's the life that we know that's meant for his people. But if you do want that, yeah, you know, keep listening in, because that's the route that we want. That's the route that we know that there's the life of God in that. The abundant life is there. It's in that. You know, God intends for those that would follow him, for them to have a different life, an abundant life, a fulfilled life. You know, you will live a different life when you walk with him than what the world experiences and what the world knows. You will have joy. You will have peace. You will have a hope and a future. And that starts right now. Because he is I am. So, you know, don't worry. Don't stress. You know, I know that there's situations that come up. But you know what? The situations that come up, they're good. Because what they do is they quicken you to make choices in line with his kingdom. It's not that a situation comes up. It's what you do with it. You know, and making choices in line with kingdom principles is part of your victory in this life. And usually, you know, the world will say, no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Use a shortcut. But God doesn't want you to take shortcuts. He wants you to walk with him at whatever cost it would be, even if it comes down to your own life. And you know, frankly, it doesn't matter, because for us, to live is Christ and to die is gain. So God wants you to make choices, you know, all the way down to your very last breath that are in line with his kingdom, with his plan, with his purpose. And in that, his plan will unfold for you. And in that, there's a blessing to all that you do. So, with that, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Write us. We'd love to hear from you. You can also write us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix on Facebook. One word, you will find us. So, hey, God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you soon. Bye.